Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
What's up, my friend? You are listening to Real English Radio, the only podcast you need to learn real spoken English in a practical way. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen, and today we're talking about English comprehension. Now, we all know that spoken English can be extremely difficult to understand because natives tend to speak incredibly fast, blend words together, and use lots of expressions, idioms, and phrasal verbs. If you're not familiar with the way natives speak, it can feel almost impossible to understand everything we're saying. However, I'm a native English speaker, and people often tell me that it's relatively easy to understand everything I say. They often ask me why they can understand me so well, but they have such a hard time understanding other native speakers. The way I see it, there are four distinct reasons that most English learners have a hard time understanding native speakers, even though they can understand practically everything I say on this podcast. Now, the first reason you can understand me, but not other native speakers, is that I speak relatively slowly. When you think of the way most Americans speak English, you probably think of something like this.
Okay, Eunice, travel plans. I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it?
Got it.
Got it. So you want to work here? What really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think on my feet I'm good to figures and have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without hesitation.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And in conclusion, Jim, Bill, Bob, call Fred, Low, Dork, 8 of them, Ted. Business is business. And as we all know, in order to get something done, you got to do something. In order to do something, we got to get to work. So let's get to work. Thank you for taking the meeting.
Petey did a bang up job. I'm putting you in charge of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, perfect.
I know it's perfect, Petey. That's why I picked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's perfect, Petey. May I call you Pete?
Call me Pete.
Pete.
At some point in my career, I realize that I speak much slower than the stereotypical 20-something-year-old man from an urban area of the U.S. I imagine that in every spoken language, young people tend to speak much faster than elderly people. But personally, I've always had the spirit of an old man, so I guess that's why I talk like one. I also notice that I unconsciously speak even more slowly when I'm talking to a non-native speaker, probably because I speak with the intention of being understood. So if I know that a non-native would have a hard time understanding my natural way of speaking, I automatically start speaking in a way that I know they'll understand. And the reason you can't understand other natives is that they don't do this. Now, another reason you can understand me better than you can understand other natives is that I tend to enunciate when I speak. And to enunciate means to pronounce words clearly and distinctly. It involves articulating each syllable and sound accurately and with proper emphasis. A lot of Americans with certain accents tend to use connected speech in order to speak faster, so sometimes an entire sentence can sound like just one or two words. For example,
it all depend on the police to goddamn. Like, if a nigga run out on me right now with that fire, I can't goddamn go on my phone and say, police, pull up, he got the fire on me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, hell nah, and then plus, I'm not finna do that anyway.
Then you have other people who simply mumble when they speak.
You know, you're a fucking mumbling, stuttering little fuck, you know that?
And to mumble means to speak in a way that is not clear or distinct, often due to not opening the mouth enough or not pronouncing words fully. Here's an example.
Oh my Lord, I know that it wasn't the first time that I traveled out there. I was the only time.
I can guarantee you that not one English word was said in that clip. I can also guarantee you that one of the easiest ways to get people to lose interest in what you're saying is by mumbling. The best speakers in the world speak clearly and relatively slowly. But it's important to remember that there's a difference between having an accent and not pronouncing your words clearly. A lot of English learners are obsessed with being able to imitate a native speaker's accent because they think that's the only way they'll be understood and accepted by others. But that's simply not true. There are plenty of English learners who have heavy accents but still speak clearly enough to be understood. There's a difference between having a foreign accent and pronouncing words poorly. So let's listen to a few foreigners speaking English so you can see what I mean. Let's start with the Italian accent.
The person that likes through the music to give the other people a political message, because I think every one of us has to find the political way they prefer, and also they are able to do it. They don't need a singer to, you know, to decide that. But in the same time, as a person, as a woman, I like very much to say what I feel in comparison of my way of thinking.
Now let's listen to a Spanish accent.
We knew before the game that they will try to stay defensively in good position, try to maybe make a draw. It was a fantastic result for them. And the pitch was very dry. That is maybe a very difficult thing for us because we need a good pitch for try to play quick.
And now the German accent.
Moment. Poland, of course, they have some very, very good players, Lewandowski, Blaszczykowski, Piszczek. They are playing in the Bundesliga. But Ireland and Scotland, a lot of power, these teams, a lot of dynamic and a lot of heart they have. So we know when we are playing against Ireland or Scotland, it's also for Germany always.
Now let's check out the Mexican accent.
Many times there's a lot of questioning whether the oil industry is a green industry. And of course, it's not totally green, but it's improved considerably through technology and through alternative sources of energy. And that's what is great about this, that now we can work on a green culture.
Now, let this serve as a reminder that there's absolutely nothing wrong with having an accent. And having an accent doesn't necessarily mean that you're not pronouncing words clearly. But now, another reason you can understand me more than most natives you hear is that I typically don't use lots of slang or expressions when I speak to you. And just like most people, my use of slang and expressions depends almost 100% on who I'm talking to, whether they're natives or not. And this goes back to what I said earlier. There's really no point in using language that I know you won't understand. So I usually tailor my speech to the person I'm speaking with. And to be honest, even with other natives, it's not like we use idioms and slang expressions in each and every one of our sentences. We use them like salt and pepper. Just enough to add some flavor to our speech, but not enough to ruin the meal or message completely. But if I'm being completely honest with you, the main reason you can understand me and not other natives is that you haven't spent enough time listening to native speakers. There are some natives that will always be nearly impossible to understand, even for other native speakers. But most English learners simply don't put in the time and effort needed to improve their English comprehension. The more you listen to the language, the more familiar it becomes to you, especially when you can listen and read a transcript of what's being said like you can do with this podcast. And the absolute best way to get used to the way natives speak is by speaking with natives on a regular basis. The same way that listening to your native language every day is the reason that you can comprehend it so easily. There's absolutely no difference. And of course, you might say, but Tony, I don't have anyone to speak English with. And I can totally understand that. Sometimes private English classes require a large investment of money and time, and finding a quality language exchange partner online feels virtually impossible for most people. But that doesn't change the fact that listening to and speaking with real people every day is the absolute best and most fun way of learning to speak and comprehend a foreign language. And in the next episode, I'll be giving you some practical tips for having more interesting, productive, and overall better language exchanges or English lessons. But that's it for now, my friend. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.